And by a strange coincidence, here is David himself. He's going to tell us about a new film which has been made about Harwich to mark the 400th anniversary of the sailing of the Mayflower from that Essex port. Welcome, David.
In November 1620, the Mayflower, with its 100 passengers, made landfall after a grueling 10-week voyage across the Atlantic. Among those passengers was a group of Puritans seeking a safer life in the New World. They became known as the Pilgrim Fathers. The Mayflower and its master, Christopher Jones, were from Harwich in Essex, and 400 years later a new film on this ancient seaport is about to be released. Portrait of Harwich is the latest production by local filmmaker and former BBC television hi-de-hi yellowcoat David Webb. It follows the highly successful Walton's Secret Water, which portrays life on the Walton backwaters and journey through Constable country. David describes the film, which lasts 75 minutes, as an affectionate look at the town of his birth. A two-year labour of love is how he described it. A number of events had been planned for Harwich to celebrate the 400th anniversary of the Mayflower voyage, but sadly, the pandemic saw them all postponed, said David. Fortunately, my own little contribution to the anniversary has been unaffected by events. I was able to film pre-lockdown, so there's not a face mask to be seen. Much of the recording was done during the summer of last year, so viewers can enjoy the secret gardens and the illuminate and arts festivals. I also joined shanty singers aboard a barge as we sailed the estuary. Local people have shared memories of wartime and how the town embraced child refugees fleeing Nazi Germany. The fateful night in January 1953, when floods raged through the town, is vividly recalled, as is the day supporters of Harwich and Parkston cheered on the Shrimpers in the FA Amateur Cup final at Wembley that same year. David also recalls very early morning watching ketchels, small spicy buns, being baked for the Harwich mayor-making celebrations. He said, "I'm grateful to members of the Harwich Society and in particular its archivist David Whittle. They have embraced this project and helped me across the different historical sites such as the Redoubt Fort and the town's lighthouses." Portrait of Harwich is presented by David's daughter, Victoria Lampard, whose face will be known to viewers of ITV Anglia, where she's a news correspondent and a presenter. It costs £14.99 and is available from the Harwich Society, East of England Co-op stores in Dovercourt and Manningtree, Suncrust Bakery, High Street, Dovercourt, Harwich's Redoubt Fort, Townsend's in Manningtree, or from David at davidwebfilms@btinternet.com. That's David Webb Films, all one word, at btinternet.com.
Thank you, David. David Webb is obviously very fond of his hometown.